Some of you may think I dealt very lightly with the whole issue of coveting and sexual sin, whatever your particular proclivity. Who am I to first cast the stone? The Bible tells us that he who's forgiven much loves much, and that refers to the love and gratitude to God of one who knows how much they've been forgiven and the debt they owed. They know what a sinner they were and how much he's forgiven them and released them from their debt. That alone keeps them from wanting to destroy that so precious a relationship for a few moments' physical gratification, so they will abstain from anything that could cause a rift. So precious is the relationship between God and them. As I came to consider this whole aspect of adultery, it took me quite a few days to establish exactly how the Father wanted to deal with it, by the letter or the spirit. And it was as though he whispered, "How did I deal with you? Well, you broke me with your forgiveness, your kindness, your love and your understanding, and you forgave me my debt and released me. So what you received was the Spirit. The same Spirit that prompted Jesus to say, 'You've heard it said that you shall not commit adultery, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.'" Matthew 5. 27-28. Come back to the fact it's an affair of the heart. Jesus looks right into where everything begins, the heart. It's an inside job. Not that literal pump, but a place where everything is seeded in us. And his heart for humanity, his heart that broke for our inflamed and uncontrolled desires and where they take us. Desires that the fall put in us in place of him. Anything and everything you illegitimately desire is a direct result of the fall, because you're saying to God, "You're not enough." There are legitimate desires and illegitimate desires. We have appetites and desires for food, sex and companionship. They're all perfectly legitimate. The problems start when we look for our own ways of filling what started out as a legitimate desire. Are you still with me? Come back tomorrow.